Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, Parshas Emor, we'll try the same format we did last week. We'll start with a Shtikl Torah, and then we'll metamorphose to a Shtikl Torah that turns into Hashkafa, and then if there's time, just a third Shtikl Hashkafa. L'kavod Matzah Lag Ba'omer. Pasuk begins, Parshas Emor, the Parsha begins, the Parsha of Kohuna, and the Azhoris of Tumas Meisr Kehanim. Yerma Hashem Moshe Emel Kehanim Bnei Aaron Vamarta Leim Lenefesh Leitama Ba'amav Ki Im LeSheirei Hakorav Elav LeImoi UleOviv LeLivnoi UleBita LeOchiv LaChois Apsula Kreveil Shalois Lish LoYitame. So we know he has seven kraven that he's allowed to be metamed to, and that's it. But otherwise, a kohen head, you can't be metamed. A kohen gadol, not even to them, only to meis mitzvah. Kum to toyer's kohenim, the sifra here at the beginning of the parsha, and makes a drosha, interesante drosha. And we'll see how the rishonim respond to this drosha. Says the sifra says here at the beginning on this pasuk, yoimer li'imay matam leim la'aviv. The pasuk says li'imoy ula aviv. Why li'imoy ula aviv? Why does he need both? Ma tamaloymar le'aviv. Ma imoy shehi mischalele sarehu matamala. His mother, that she becomes a chalola, and he even her he can be matame. How's that? Because if she's nivala leposula, she becomes posula kuna. That lady can never marry a kain. Aviv she'ena mischal, but the kain himself, the father himself, that can't become mischalo. Whatever veris he does, lemaisi still a kain. He's do tshuva in some cases to be active, but he's still a kain. Ain't a din she a tamei loy? Certainly. So what do I need a pasuk for? So the Torah is kainim. Ilu kain o yisi oimer. I might have said ma imay biyodua a mother. We know it's his mother. The mother gives birth, so for a fact you know this is the mother. Af aviv biyodua. We would have to make sure it's the father, which is something that's really impossible. Oviv chazaka minayin, a father that we just have a chazaka. What is a chazaka? Typical father. How do we know he's the father? Because he has a relationship with the son, as if he's a father. So it's a chazaka. Plus, the Gemara says, roi bilas ola chacharbal. Typically, the woman has children, it's from her husband. It's an overwhelming roi. And a chazaka, right? So al pizeh, we know it's his father, because we have no proof that it's his father. Mother, physical proof. The father, we don't have that proof. So it's a rov and a chazaka. Here the sifro calls it a chazaka.
Why do we only say rov?
What's that?
Why do we say only rov bilos?
Rov bilos acharbal, because there is niyaf in the world.
Oh, we're not just talking about married Jewish people.
No, we're talking about the world. The world, that's, I'm sorry. You were talking about the world. So it's rov bilos acharbal. Memela, that's how we know it's up. Tamalayim love, that's how we need a pasuk. So there was a havamin over here that we wouldn't be able to metame. This claim wouldn't be able to talk to his father. So we need a pasuk to say that he can metame. Adkan divrei hasifra, right? So again, the pasuk says li'imoy lo'av. He can be metame to his mother and to his father. So frek the sifra. What do I need both? What do I need both of them? Why do I need li'imoy lo'av? If he can metame to his mother, he for sure can be metame to his father, because a mother could lose her kedusha quicker than the father. So the Torah is kainim, the sifra, that no, there's a tzad to say the mother's better. Why? Because a mother, we know for a fact's the mother. The father, we know for a fact's the father. It's just merely a chazaka. It's a presumption. We presume from the status and from their mahalach, from their relationship, that this is the father. We don't have actual proof. So therefore, we would say that maybe shouldn't be matami to him. On that, we needed a posik, lo'aviv. Ad kan divrei sifra. Okay, with chayr, a straightforward pasha and a drasha, beginning of the parsha, to understand the psukim at the beginning of the parsha. The Rashba received a shayla from Rabbi Yitzchak Tzarfati, one of the gdolim of the time. It's in the Rashba Shalsus, the Rashba Tshuvah of Zayin. And he wrote the following. Rabbi Yitzchak Tzarfati wrote that one of the gadol of the Chachmei Provencia asked him a shayla. What did he ask? Yes, I'm murdered, Kakasha. What's the Sifra saying? That you know what? This father is only a chazaka. It's the status quo. We look at him. It's a presumption that we look at him as being the father. So there's a habamina. He shouldn't be metamed to him. Freik the golem prevents a Yashrib Yitzchak Tzarfati who then sent the Shaila to the Rashba. Let's take a look at this fellow. What's the tzad? What did it tell him? Either is his father. If it's his father, he's a Kayin, no problem. He can be tamid to his father. What's the other tzad? He's not his father. If he's not his father, so how did he come into this world? So then he was beniyav, he was biznus, then he's a mamzer. If he's a mamzer, frek the gol prevents you. Kashuli memonoshach. He always have a shaper mitam. If it's his father, fine. Ilav im came mamzer who veinim muzer alatumah. He's a mamzer. There's no chiv. There's no isurim of being mitamil lemeis. There's no isur memonoshach. What's going on over here? What? If this fellow is truly his father, wonderful. That's the halacha. The Torah is saying you can be mitamil lemeis. So I don't need a pasuk. Just like you mitamil to his mother, you can mitamil to his father. Elamai, you worried it's not his father. If it's not his father, then it was an illegal relationship because his mother was married at the time. So Elamai, it's not his father. He's a mamzer. And he's a mamzer, then he doesn't have chiv to the problem of tumas meis.
Even without that,
it's not his father. So the question that was asked to the Rashba, l'chayra could have been asked simpler. Why didn't they just ask simply? If it's his father, wonderful. If it's not his father, so then he's not a kayin. If the person that he thinks is his father is not his father, and he really comes from a different father, so that means he's not a kayin. If he's not a kayin, he can be metamei lemeis without any issues. So there's no problem. So why did they say that pashut? Why did they say that?
From another father.
So they couldn't say that. That would have been the most pashut thing. So zokta einig yonta. So very good. So very good. No, if she was an eshizish, right? He was born al picheshbin when she was already an eshizish, right? And there is a father who's a presumptive father. So if this is not his real father, then he's a mamzer. But why didn't we say like Tovia is saying? Why didn't we say poshin? If this father who's the kohen is not his father, then he's not a kohen, right? If his father is somebody else, then he's not a kohen. He's not a kohen. He
could be
in time of lemeis. So the einig yontif is medaktik in a tshuva and tshuva kufchav, that it would seem that there's a tzad that maybe after all we're working over here with all kinds of possibilities. We don't want to rely on chazaka. That's the whole point of this Torah's kainim. So there's a tzad to say that the one who's his father might be a different kain, some rogue kain. Not, in other words, we're saying maybe if this one who, if his father is not his father, then he's not a kain. Yes, but maybe the illegal father is also a kain. So he's vaiter a kain. So that's the reason it couldn't just say then he's not a kain, which would be pashut.
Why is he vaiter a kain?
So l'chayr. Now let's understand the knature. So now let's understand the kasha of the rishayna memonosh. If this is his real father, his presumptive father is his father. Wonderful. Then you can learn out of mother. He can be metamet. Elamai, it's not his father. And who's his father? Some other rogue kayin who was mezana with his mother. And that's who his father is. So then he's a mamzer. Why? Because at the time she was married. So he's a mamzer, right? She was an eshizish. They had a child from somebody else. He's a mamzer. So now what's the kasha? So on that, the Rishayim are saying he's a mamzer. And therefore, he's not muzer ala tumah. He's not muzer ala tumah. He doesn't have an iser being metamelized. What do they mean here? What do they mean by this kasha? So the Yontu says, what you see from here is an answer to a very famous question. It says in Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Evan Ezra, Simin Zayin, Sif Yudalad, that let's say a kayin, we all know if a kayin's ba on a grusha, let's say, a kayin is ba on somebody, he makes a child a cholo. But what if he's ba on an erva? He lives with an erva. So that woman is not nischalala, the child is not a cholo. Why? Because she was not herself pasul lakuna. A cholo is created, a kayin chol is created from a woman that's pasul lakuna. Who's pasul lakuna? Isha, zayna, chalala, grusha, right? All those. That, a goyt, obviously, she had bila from a goyt, became a zayna. So any of those creates a cholam. But a regular kosher woman who in this relationship was illegal, but she herself, be'etzim, was not usur. She was not usur. So she does not create a chol. On the other hand, she's an erev. She creates a mamzer. She creates a, so he's not a chol. He's a mamzer. So the poskim say really, the Paiskim on the Shulchan Aruch say there's really no difference. Mamzer Chol. Mamzer worse than Chol. If anything, he's worse than a Chol. There's really no difference over here. There's no difference. Technical. It's a Nafkamina and Asura. What you're going to be mastering if he goes to Yitrum. But the Taz is 1 minute. No, there's a Nafkamina. A Cholo lost his Kedusha's Kuna. He's Nischal. The word Chol means you lose Kedusha, become Chulin. A Mamzer didn't lose his Kedusha. The Taz says he can still eat Truma. He could still eat Truma. And the Taz says maybe he could be Metame Lameis. Maybe he has an Isser being Metame Lameis. I'm Mesupik if he has an Isser Tuma Lameis. I'm Mesupik the Taz. Because he's a Kayim. He has Kedusha's Kuna. Maybe he's Muslim Tuma Lameis. And the Michas Chinuch agrees with this Taz. Michas Chinuch agrees with the Taz. But the Oinig Yom Tov says, you see from the Rishonim's Kasha, that they understood that the Mamzer, Kayan Mamzer, loses Kedusha's Kuna, and thus they're able to ask Mimonusha, is he truly, is this man truly his father, that we presume to be his father, then he could gezunt to hate me Metame, then it's Mutter Apitair, Elamite's not his father, he's a Mamzer from a different Kayan, then he has no Azhar, not like the Taz. You see, these Rishonim held, like most Paiskim hold, the Beis Shmuel, the Chalks Mechaikis, the Beis Meir, like most Paiskim hold, that a Kayan who's a Kayan who becomes a Mamzer has no Kedusha's Kuna, worse than a Chol, he for sure has no Kedusha's Kuna. That's what you see from these Rishayim.
And where, what's the source for that?
The source is because he's a Mamzer, he's worse, he's a bigger Psul Yichus than Chol. The other ones held, no, Chol, the Taz held, a Chol is specifically on this Nakuda, but they held that a Mamzer's worse. He's worse, right? A Mamzer comes from Chayvei Krisis, from Arayas, a Chol is an Isser. He comes from an Isser, so he becomes a Chol from that. He certainly is worse. He has just a different name. He's a different label, but he's certainly worse in essence in relation to Kedusha, because it's much worse. So let's go back to the beginning. So what are we saying here now? Once we've established what the Rishonim hold, the Rishonim are asking Akasha. And this Shiloh was sent to the Rashi. Why does the Sifra have a drasha that you need to have a specific pasuk for a Kohen to be allowed to be metame to his father? Why? Because you might think he can't. Because his father is only his father per presumption through Chazakah. It's Chazakah's father. But maybe it's not his father and he's a Mamzer and therefore he has no Kedusha's Kuna. So what? So then he fighter can be metame lameis. What's the Sifra's issue here? Memonoshach can be metame. If it's his father, well, wonderful. If it's not his father, he has no Kedusha's Kuna. So what's the issue here? So the Rabbi Yitzchak Tzarfati himself answered the Kasha and sent his the Kasha and his teretz to the Rashba. What was his teretz? His teretz was he came up with a Hecha Timtza. And the Achrayim followed in his footsteps, and each one, so we don't have time for tonight, came up with different Hecha Timtzas, with different cases, singular cases, where there would be a Nafkamina, and why this Shiloh would make sense. What's his case? His case is like this. Let's say you have somebody who's muchsik to be a kayin through Edom. Edom come and say, this year here, we know that he's a kayin. We know for a fact he's a kayin. We know for a fact he's a kayin. Now, we have no idea who his father is. All we know is that Edom are saying, this man is a kayin. Now, after we know that fact, along comes a man who says, I'm the father of this young man. And he's misnai, he conducts himself in a way that shows us he's a father. They conduct his own relationship as father and son. So they've established a chazakah. So besides that he has Edom Gemurim, that he is a Kayin, there's a chazakah that this Yid is his father. Now this Yid dies, who's married to his mother, who acts as if it's his father. So Maisa, here's where the Torah's Kayinim is a good child. Torah's Kayinim says, maybe we shouldn't allow him to Metamel Lameis. Why? He's a Vade Kayin. Why is he a Vade Kayin? Because there's Edom that say he's a Kayin. Has nothing to do with his father. There's Edom that came and said, we know he's a Kayin. And his father, we only know he's his father through Chazakah. So Mehecha Tesi, somebody that we know for a fact is a Kayin through Edus, which is the highest form of clarification. It's a Bir Gomer. Who's to say we can allow him to metame to a mace that's only his father through chazaka? So here's where he came over to Echa Timtza. What was the kasha? The Sifra needs a drusha to allow a kain to metame to his father. Why? Because maybe it's not his father. And the Rishonim asked, Memanusha, If it's his father, zechzicher good. If it's not his father, then he's not a kohen. He's not. He has no kedushas kuno. So let him be metametum because there's no problem. The answer is no. We're talking about a case of Rabbi Tzafati that he's a kohen because Adam says he's a kohen independent of his father, and his father is only his father through chazaka. So in that case, the fact that he's a klor kohen through Adis is stronger than his relationship with his father. We needed a chiddush from a pasuk la'aviv that he's allowed to be metametum as well as chazaka. That was Rabbi Yitzchak Tzafati's terence. The Rajma himself said, you don't have to come on to that. And the Rajma says, Alam the Terence. He says, but Iker, we're soymich on roiv and chazaka b'chol ha-Torah kula. Avada, that this kain, to become a kain oiva, that he should be a kosher kain, we're soymich on roiv and chazaka. We kill people for roiv and chazaka. If this person would hit his father, or mikal his father, if it's Sugis and Sanhedrin, we're learning. Avada he bichayv misa. Why is he chayv misa? How do we know it's his father? Bavados. We don't. Raif chazaka. Cycling all the chazakas. We can kill somebody just by relying on. So this kain to do avada beis hamikdash, it's certainly sufficient just to know api chazaka that he's a kain. That's enough. But the inyan of tumah is a tremendous chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because who has a mitzvah to metame lemeis? Only kehanim. Kehanim have an iser to metame to regular maize, and have a mitzvah to metame to the kraven. Yisraelim, we find, according at least to some Rishonim, that they have no mitzvah to metame. Only the kehanim have an iser on one side, have a mitzvah on the other. So here we have a chiddush, that this kohen has a mitzvah to metame to maize. So the Rashba, that chiddush, ein lech boy el chedusha, that the Torah was mechadush, that this kohen was kedushas kuna, has a chiv to be metame himself with his kedushas kuna, that's a chiddush. Ein lech boy el chedusha. Chedusha we have to restrict to the least amount of places unless we have proof to do further. The least would be to say the following. To say a chiddush, this kain is for sure a kain. How do we know it's a kain? Chazaka. Chazaka is enough to make somebody a kain, it's enough to kill people. But there now we have a chiddush from the Torah. That this kain, who's a kain, could go ahead and be mechal his kiddush, could go be metamil lemeis. The metamil lemeis, that kind of chiddush of a mitzvah to mechayiv him. The Gemara brings Yosef a kain on, we went ahead and we're metamim balkorcha. To his wife, we were metamim balkorcha. On Erev Pesach, we're metamim bal korcha. The Gemara talks about on Erev Pesach, we're metamim bal korcha because he was his wife. You have to be metamim lemeis. So to be dafka, such a chiddush, we should take a kohen as kedusha and be metamim dafka lemeis, maybe only a meis that's vadai and not enough a chazaka. So it's not a steer to the fact he's a kohen. He's a kohen like kol ha-Torah kula, we rely on chazaka. But the chiddush to be mechayiv somebody, to force somebody metamel ameis, maybe that chiddush is only set on a vadai karev, like his mother, mehechatev said on the father. On that, we needed a special chiddush la'aviv. When that, we needed a special chiddush la'aviv, we needed the pasuk to say la'aviv. Adkan divrei harajbun. There's a shena diak in the pasuk, the Chasam Sofer said, that you see what the Rajba is saying. The pasuk says the kohen should not be metame lemeis. Why? Ki es ishe Hashem lechem aleikeim heim makrivim v'hoyu kohesh. Because they do avoid in the base of mikdash. What's the pasuk saying? The pasuk is saying because we consider him a kohen al pi chazaka that he does avoid the base of mikdash. So now he has kedushas kuna. Now you have to be careful. Oh, that's the reason. So then now the Torah's kainim said, we establish he's a kain only as chazaka that he's allowed to do avayda. So who's to say that we can actually make him be metame lakuna? On that we needed the chiddush of the Torah's kain. Perhaps we can add a little bit of this havana in this Rashba by saying a point. The Yisoid is in a Ramban at the beginning of the Parsha. The Ramban talks about where it sometimes says B'nai Aaron and sometimes says Kehanim. Because on the face of it, the Rashba, it's very lumdish, but Lamais is still ending up with the same problem. He is a Kohen or he's not a Kohen? Which one is he? He's a Kohen as Chazaka, but it's not good enough to say it's his father. But if we're relying on the Chazaka, that means it is his father. So we still are contradicting ourselves. Just with lumdish, we're saying it's two different aspects and we can divide the two. But perhaps we can add a little bit to this Rashba and understand a little bit more. The Ramban says, it says B'nai Aaron and it says Kehanim. The Ramban says, because a Kohen has shaykhus to Kahuna in two ways. B'nai Aaron, he's descended from Aaron. His father's a Kohen. He's a Kohen. But a Kehanim means that he has his own Kedushas Kuna. By being a Kohen, he has Kedushas Kuna. Memela, that's l'chair, the point of the Rashba. The Chazakah makes it that now we paskin al pi halacha that he has Kedushas Kuna. The fact that his father's a Kohen or not is irrelevant at this point, because there's two ways to be a Kohen. A Kohen because his father's a Kohen, and a Kohen because he has Kedushas Kuna inherently because he was born a Kohen. Once we paskin al pi Chazakah, that the Torah's psak is to use Chazakah, we use Chazakah, so now he's a Kohen because he's a Kohen. The fact that it's his father or not, that's irrelevant at this point. He has Kehanim, he has the Kiyam Kehanim. The fact that he's B'nai Aaron or not, it's not relevant anymore. There's a Psak Kehanim, Chazakah makes him Kedush Kuna on his own. So he has Kedush Kuna. But the fact that it's his father or not, that's irrelevant. Maybe not his father. That's the Havamina of the Sifra that maybe shouldn't be Matami. So again, the Pasuk says that a Kohen Hedjit Ki Matami Li'ima Yul Aviv. The Torah's Kayanim asked Akasha, what do I need a Pasuk? La'aviv, arei, li'imai kimitami, for sure, la'aviv kimitami. So on that, the Torah's Kayanim answer knows a Havamina that a mother, at least you know for certainty, is his mother. Father, you only know through Chazakah. Maybe that's not sufficient. That's why I needed a Pasuk, la'aviv. On that, the Rishayim asks, Memonavsha, if it's his father, then he could be metame, just like he can have it to his mother. Elamai, it's not his father. So then he was born from somebody else. He has no Kedushas Kuna because his mother at the time was an Eshes Ish. Then he has no Kedushas Kuna. So what's the problem? So on that, Rabbi Yitzchak Sarfati is saying, no, you can have a case where he can have a Kedushas Kuna without knowing it's his father. There are Edom that were made as his father. The Rashba says it's irrelevant. The fact we pasken al pi chazaka that he's a Kohen makes him a Kohen. Now we have a Havamina that this big Chiddush of being Mechuyev and having a mitzvah in Tamil Ames. That big chiddush was said in the least places possible, because ein lech boy ela chedusha, we tried to limit the scope of a big chiddush, and therefore we would limit it to a place where we know for a certainty it's his father. But if you don't know for a certainty, we wouldn't say this big chiddush, he's mechuyev to give up kedushas kuna, his tahara, and be metame, a mitzvah di metame, kamash malon, that no, even for that, chazak is sufficient even for that. Fine. Okay, let's move on to a new point. New sugi over here. Now looking at the Vayter in the Parsha. Vayter in the Parsha.
Which tshuva was that?
That was Rashba, tshuva Chav Zayin. Further in the Parsha, talks about a Kohen, his limitations when he's Tamei. And it says, Ubo HaShemesh V'toher, V'achol Yu'achar Yoichol Men HaKotchim Ki Lach Mehu. What is it referring to? So Rashi tells us, it's a Gemara, it's referring to a Kohen that's Tamei, he can't eat Truma. The Kachim over here is referring to Truma. And what does he need to do? Uvo HaShemesh, he's a Balkari, he's Tamei, Vitor. He goes to the mikveh during the day, he has to wait for the night to come, because he's a Tful Yoim, and then he becomes Tar. That's what this Pasuk is telling us. This pasuk is not only stama pasuk in Torah Shabbat, it's the first Mishnah in all of Torah Shabbat Peh. The very first Mishnah in Torah Shabbat Peh, we all know. Me'eim esai kerin eshema be'arvaz, mishosh akehanim nichnosen lechol betrumosen. The very first Mishnah in all of Shas. Me'eim esai kerin eshema be'arvaz, mishosh akehanim nichnosen lechol betrumosen. Now, l'chair, this is a pasuk in Parshas Emor, past halfway point of the Torah, talking about in Yoni Kahuna. What is it doing here at the beginning of Shas? What is it doing here at the beginning of Shas? What is it? Krishma, Rishayim already asked, why is Krishma, we begin Shas with Kriya Shema? It's Terutzim in the Rishayim. And you do it at Tzlach, and others say, Tzlach, as Yortzeit was yesterday, Nebi Yehuda, that Kriya Shema is Kabbalah, oh, Mar Shemaim, you can't begin anything till you're Mekabel, oh, Mar Shemaim, so Kriya Shema has to be first. Fine, but why schlep in? What is this doing here? Now, the truth is, the Gemara itself asks, Bechlau, what's it doing in the Mishnah? We could have just said simply, Tzei Sakai Chavim. And the Gemara answers, Milsa Agav Urcha Kamash Malon, The Kayhana maybe Skoch Mitrumasha says Gichav. And the Gemara says, we want to tell you that they can eat Truma already after the night comes, and they don't have to wait for their korban the next day, even if they have to bring a korban. When Mashavas was Azov, let's say, they don't have to wait for korban. Now, Taisus Lamaisa, Asa Kashu, you already know this halacha. It's already a Mishnah, Mesechtes Negoim. The Yeshloimer, he says, sometimes we repeat it over. So it seems very, doesn't seem to me we're not getting a very clear reason over here why Dafka, the Mishnah, seems to go out of its way to stick this sugya into the very, very beginning of Shas. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that? Agav, before we get into a pshat, the whole Lushan is interesting over here. It's a pasuk in the Torah that a Kohen who's Tameh, he has to wait and he goes to the mikveh during the day. He's still called a Tful Yom. He still has Tumah. Ubo HaShemesh, when the night comes to Torah, then it becomes Torah, and then they can eat Kachem. And he doesn't have to wait until the next day, even if he's Chayav HaKarb. Fine. Wonderful. But the Lushan of Mishnah is interesting. When the Kehanim go in to eat their truma. What does it mean, their truma? The Torah doesn't say their truma. Acher yoichel min hakadoshim. From truma. What it means, their truma? If it's in his hands, obviously it's his. Somebody gave it to him. He's not going to steal it. What does it say? It should have said acher yoichel min hatruma. What's trumasim? What's trumasim? More so, mishosh kehanim nechnosim lech b'trumasim. That's the zman of Kriya Shema. If it's a Zman of Kriya Shema, then they can't be eating Truma. You can't have it both ways. If it's a Zman Kriya Shema, then you just have to say Kriya Shema. So you're going to say it's Lav Dafka. Taisus asked this very Kasha on Beis Amid Beis on a different sheet than the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a sheet, a Zman of an Oni coming in to eat. The Zman of an Oni. Frank Taisus, the Oni coming to eat, when is he going to say Kriya Shema? So Taisus says, oh, it's Lav Dafka. It means, of course, he'll do both. Frank the Marsha. Why didn't you ask this kasha on the Mishnah? Why did you wait till Beis on Beis to the case of the Oni and ask, how's he eating if it's Zman Krishma? Let him say Krishma first. Why didn't you ask that kasha on the Kehanim? The Marsha answers a little bit different lushin over here. Mishosh Shekhanim Nechnasim doesn't mean they're actually eating. Mashing about the Oni, it says Mishosh Shekhanim. That's what Marsha says. It's a beautiful pshat from the son-in-law, the Edom of the Radomsky Rebbe, pre-war Europe. His name was Ramayshul. He was in the Gdeile Pail, the Tamachach, Muflik. Ramayshul. Ramayshul was the cousin of the Rebbe, and he was his son-in-law. The Rosh Yeshiva of all the yeshivas of Radomsky, their whole network of yeshivas. Ramayshul said, I'm ready to get pshat. Kayhanim nechnosan lecho betrumosan. Which kayin can only eat his own truma? Truma's son. Which kayin only gets to eat his own truma? It's up to Rav Moshe. It's a Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara other places. It's usher to give a kayin amaretz truma. It's usher to give a kayin amaretz truma. So a kayin amaretz, if he has truma, what truma does he have? Only his own truma. He can't have anybody else's truma because nobody can give him. So it says truma's son. Who are we talking about? Must be an amaretz. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has several definitions, who's an Amoritz, and one of them, cannot lane Kriya Shema. It was it's Pashit Fahamfert. Mishosh HaKehanim Nechnosen Lech V'Trumos Son. We wanted somebody that exact moment. Exact moment can't be, because of the Marsha and Tyson Marsha's point. You've got to say Kriya Shema. Teretz is Ritamar HaKoyim is eating Trumos Son, an Amoritz. He's an Amoritz. Ah, an Amoritz. He doesn't know how to say Kriya Shema. So he's eating. He doesn't know how to say Kriya Shema. He's a Ninus. A male is not saying Kriya Shema anyway. So it's again, Meridik Meduyik, Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat, Pashat, Pshat in the Mishnah, Meridik Avod. But let's get back to our original Shiloh. Why was the Mishnah Toilet Dafka in this Inyan of Mishosh Shekhan Echlas Matrumas? It's a Meredik Avort in the Igle Tal, the Amnenezer in the Akdoma, Sachat Shavar Rebbe in the Akdoma. At the end of the Akdoma, he says, in the beginning, he speaks about a Shver at the beginning, the Kotzke Rebbe. At the end, he talks about his father. Re'isi l'kayim ben yichabed av. Want to be mekayim kibed av. His father was a big rov. Veltstam ha'chacham tzadik biala rov. So he says, my father shtelzach on this shiloh. What's it doing here in the Mishnah? Kehan nechas matrumosan. What's it doing here? And he said, amir de gevart. What is this in the kayin went to the mikveh. He went to the mikveh. Mikveh is the act of tahara. So why is he still tamei? Why is he waiting? Why is he waiting? It would seem clear from the sugya that when somebody contracts tumah, the reishma, even though you've removed most of it's gone. He went to the mikveh, did a maisa tahara. But epis ha-reishim, some mark of the tumah still remains on the person. When does he lose it completely? When the night comes. But from the day all the way to the night, something stays on, even with going to the mikveh. If that's the way it is in inyanei tumah, in negativity, one could only understand, certainly in the inyan of positivity, in inyan of kabbos, O Malchus Shamayim, which as we said, was the ikur, whole point that the tzlach says, why we began shas with Kriya Shema. So one begins Kriya Shema in the morning, and he's makabal O Malchus Shamayim. And that's the whole point of shas, kol ha-Torah kula, and be markov a little bit of what the Igle Tal says, doesn't bring the tzlach. But shas begins with that point. You want to start, you want to be a yid, you want to learn Torah. That was good for this minute. What about the next minute? 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, an hour from now, should not be mekabel mal shemayim. Every few minutes, we should go Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekein Hashem Echad. What's the answer? We're mekabel mal shemayim in the morning. It's got to last. How long could it last? How long could it last? Look, the Tana, I have a mekor. How long it can last? Because you need to have kabel shemayim. How long? And they have to wait till Tzeisekei Chavim. Why do they have to wait till Tzeisekei Chavim? Because there's a Roshim left of Tumah all the way through till the night. And then it completely disappears. Ah, if that's the case, so your Kabos Omar Shemaim can last the whole day. And it's only at night it disappears. So then, you have to restart again, Kabbalah al Shemayim. Because what you had in the morning can last you the whole day. Great. But now the night came, you need it again. There's nothing left. You have to start again. He says afterwards, at the end, Igle Tal says, I found in Kisser, Chaim Vital, that Imamish says this, Darizal's Talmud Muvik, Chaim Vital says, you don't have to say Kriya Shema by Mincha. Why not? He says, because you still have a roshim from Krishma Shal Shachris. It's Mamish this word that his father said. You see that the Krishma lasts, it lasts, and that's the Holy Site. And Mail, it's Mardikwai the Mishnah to begin with this. Because the whole point of the Mishnah is Kabbalah Somal Shemayim. Kabbalah Shemayim, we need every minute. Come the Mishnah says, yes, but don't worry, Kabbalah Shemayim can last you, the whole day can last you. And therefore, the whole night it can last you. The night up until the morning, and the morning up until the night. They have to restart, and until then it can last. Perhaps with this murder of Pshat Igle Tal, we can for and understand the Rambam. The Rambam and Ramban have a Veltz Machloikis. Krishma, we say Krishma in the morning. Chiyav Mitzvah Daraisa, right? Bekumecha. And then we say Krishma again at night. Beshachbecha. Beshach Kumecha. We say Krishma at night, Krishma in the morning. L'chayra, they're two separate mitzvahs. If one misses one, it has nothing to do with the other one. They're not a set, right? The Ramban says it's Pashit, they're two mitzvahs. And he has the kasha. Why does the Rambam minor them as one mitzvah in Tayyad? They're one mitzvah. What's the pshat? He does, the Rambam does the same thing with the Korban Tumid. Tumid Shabbein Abayim, Tumid Shashachar, two things. The Rambam says it's one. The Ramban says, no, they're two separate mitzvahs. Lefizah, it's very gishmak. There's one mitzvah. To be constantly with a mahalach that you are mekabel omar shemayim. Without that, you can't do anything. You have to have, there's one Indian, you have to be tachas the oil of malchus shemayim every minute. How's it shayach? How's it shayach? You're mekabel in the morning, it'll last you the whole day, but it'll dissipate. By the time the night comes, there's nothing left. You have to do it again. But what's the tachlis? It's one tachlis. To have omar shemayim constantly, and we learn that from the kehanim. So in Mail, it's all one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah to have Kabbalah's ol Malch Shemayim. The only reason we're doing it again, because it dissipates, you need it again. If it would dissipate quicker, we need it five times. It's one mitzvah that Kabbalah's Shemayim. The same with Tamidim. There's one Indian to be tumid, to have a tumid, a korban by the Rebbeinu Shalom, to have the reeds of the korban. But it dissipates by the time the night's going to come. So you need another tumid to last you at the afternoon, the late day, that shall last you for the latter part of the day, for the night. So it's again, it's all one mitzvah. It should be a tamidius of korban, of reschus korban. It's all one Indian, and that's the pshat. L'chayr, we can learn from this Mishnah, it's b'chol merdik yisoy, from the beginning of Shas, that Kabbalah's ol malchus shamayim, that has to be the hakdama, the aleph, before you start to learn, and that has to accompany us the whole way through Torah and throughout the whole day. Fine. Let's be Messiah. With something lekovid, matzalat b'aymer. Inyan of lat b'aymer, the whole inyanim asvira, trasanta halachas svira, svira sa'aymer. Obviously, svira sa'aymer, we don't even find halachas in the Gemara of svira sa'aymer. And yet, we're mevatel. Chasanus, there's no chasanus during svira. Again, depending on the shittas, it's the whole svira, different parts of svira. Mevatel, you know, chasanus, mevatel and inyan of mitzvah, their eyes approve who the first mitzvah. So obviously, a dover chomer. It's not even the Gemara, mizman ha-goinim. It became so chomer. What is svira that made it so chomer? And then, secondly, we find, amar dika simcha today, lag boimer. We push it, we platz, mamish, we break out with amar dika simcha, matzah of simcha, shtikal yomtim, we don't say tachnun, mevatel avelus. What's the sites? We all know the site of it's based on a Gemara, as the Pais can tell us. It's based on the Gemara in Yevam, samach beis, on the beis. That Rabbi Kiva, the Heiliger Rabbi Kiva, had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, meaning he had 12,000 Chavrusa Shafa, 24,000 Talmidim, the greatest yeshiva stum in the history of the world, 24,000 Talmidim, 12,000 pairs. And what happened? And Kulon Mesu Beperek Echad, they were nifter in one time. One time period. Moshein Onogu Kovaz Elazar. One can only imagine. Rabbi Kiva, who was the greatest Rebbe of the world, 24,000 Talmidim. They paraded with him when he came back home to greet his Rebbetzin. And he came back home. That's when Hashver met him. The whole Maisa and Gemara. So even there, 24,000 Talmidim. And a few weeks later, he wakes up. There's not one Talmud left in the world. 24,000 Talmidim are wiped out. The world is desolate. Svira, that's what Svira is. Svira is, we all know, that 24,000 Talmidim of the Rabbi Kiva died. So what's the Simcha Lag B'Omer? So Pashut, if you hold that Svira ends there, Chaber Ramah, Chaber has it on the next day, Ramah on that day. So Pshat is, it's over. Why is it over? They died between Pesach and Lag B'Omer, Lefi those Shittas. Freik the Pri Chodesh. So what's the Simcha? There's nobody left to die. What's the simcha? They're completely wiped out. So where's the simcha here? Where's the simcha? Where's the simcha? Zot the chidah. The simcha is the next part of the Gemara. Hoy oyom shomim. The world is desolate. Ad shebar Rabbi Kiva etzel Rabbi Seinu shebedarim. Rabbi Kiva came to our rebbes in the south. V'shonelim and taught them. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozim and Shemo. Rameir is Rameir Balanes. Some say Yortzev is Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Yechai, Blazman Shemu, those are the five stammas that we have. Stam Rameir, Stam Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yosi, Stam Rabbi Shimon, Stam Blazer. V'heim, heim, imidu teru, oisa shah. They were the ones who managed the teru. No. So, let's still understand. We're teru, 24,000 Tamil died, kferlach. Rahman al-Islam, we've had kufis in Klal Yisroel where thousands of people die. Why did this become such a halach of kviyas of avelos? Still needs a hesber. Secondly, where is the tikkun? Again, okay, fine. Rabbi Kiva had a yeshiva again. Much smaller yeshiva. That yeshiva had a kiyum. Wonderful. But where is the tikkun? Where is the simcha here? What's the yisaitanism? We know the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, and the Pais can bring it. It's from the Arizal. Svir is yemei din. Yemei Svir Saimer, Yemei Din. What's the side of that? It's Yemei Din. And we find Taka, as the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, other places can before him bring down, Tsaris Rabbis happened in Svir. Bisman the Rishonim, the Geferluch, the most worst times of the Crusades that we have Piyutim for, in, we say, Kinnis for from Tisha B'Av, happened this Tkufa, the end of Svir time, during the Yemei Svir, that they're Mesakin, that special Tfilah that we say. We say in davening, right, after Yom Purkan, we say before Musaf, a special tefillah, and Yemei Svira, even if we're benching Rish Chaydish, we still say it. Why? Because this is the Yimei Svir, when we made this takana. It was Yimei Din, and we find Rahman al-San throughout the Dairus was Yimei Din. Even World War II, Hungarian Jewry was shipped out, major part of them in 1944, Mamish and the Yimei Svir. What's the Yisoid Adonai? Can't be a coincidence. Yimei Svir, but Yimei Pesach Shavuos, and Al-Khair's Pshat is. Yimei Svir is Yimei Kabbalah Satayr. The job of Yidden is to prepare themselves to Kabbalah Satayr. Prepare ourselves. It means we have to become Kalim for Kabbalah Satayr. The Torah is Halik, the Torah is wonderful, the Torah is Himmeldik, the Torah is Roshamayim. We have to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satayr. If that's the case, Shemayim, they want to know, is ready for Kabbalah Satayr. Chmon al-San, Yimei Din, we have to be proper Kabbalahs, we have to be Mekabli HaTayr, we have to work on ourselves. B'miyuchad, Kabbalah Satayr has to go through Meisri HaTayr. Doesn't stam come to us from Shemayim? Moshe Kibul Torah, right? Kibul Torah Misinai, Misar Leishu, Shulis Kem, Skel Avim, Avim, Misrul Anshe Knesset Daila, has to go through Misarim. Moshe brought the Torah Shabbat and became, they started with Torah Shabbat Peh. How did Torah Shabbat Peh come down to us? We know of Mer the Gemara Menachis, Moshe Rabbein was given a vision, and he saw Rabbi Kiva learning Torah, and he saw Rabbi Kiva darshaning, and he was darshaning from Poshit, from the Tagim, from the Shtrechelach on the Oisius, the crowns on the Oisius in Sefer Torah. And Moshe Rabbein didn't know what he was doing. And he didn't know. It was Nocha Daita, he heard that they're Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Moshe Rabbein said to Rabbi Moshe, give him, he should be the one to give the Torah. Let Rabbi Kiva give the Torah. Moshe had a future blick and a future vision. Let him be the one. Rabbi Kiva was the Gadol of the Torah Shebaal Peh. To the point that the Gemara talks about the godless of Rabbi Kiva. Gemara, beginning above a Basra, talks about the godless of Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Teda, that there's a Gavarabba, Mishmeid Rabbi Kiva, by Yosef Kavosei, Gavarabba, Zokra Ben Gershom here, and above a Basra, Yabezim, Abez, Kimla. We have a Messiah, the Lehoya May Oilam Gavra Kavosek. There never was a person like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva. He's the Meister Torah. The Gemara had, we had this Gemara in commonplace in Shas, which is in Sanhedrin Pei Dalet, that Stam, all the Stams, Stam Sifra, Stam Tesefta, all the Stams, Kulam, Aliba, Stam Mishnah, is Remeir, and the Gemara goes on, and on the side it even adds in Stam Seid Oilam Rabbi Yosi, Stam Tesefta, Nechemiah, the whole list of Stam, but Kulam, Aliba, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the Tzinor. He is the pipeline through which all Tershva had to go through Rabbi Kiva. We're Mekabla from Rabbi Kiva through Stamidim. And this Yimei Din, Rabbi Kiva is preparing the Mekabla, the Meister, not only the Mekabla Atayra, but the Meister Atayra. And they did something. What did they do? It doesn't say they were mavaza each other. It doesn't Chas V'Shalom say they said Lashon Hara in each other. Rachman al-San, Chas V'Shalom. They were G'day Le'aylam. It says, but these are going to be the Meister HaTorah for eternity. That Darga, to be Meister HaTorah and be Le'aylam Kovetz HaBezeh, couldn't be. The Rabbi Shalom took them away. The Dikta Kadin, what happened? There's no Torah anymore. What does the word Shomim mean? Like Tayu Bayu, without Torah. When Gemara says Navayda Zarab, without Torah, the world was the Yimei Tayu. There's nothing left in the world. There's nothing left in the world because the world is waiting for Rabbi Kiva to give over the Torah that we should have it for eternity through Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, the way it is Lamaisa. Hayom Shomim is destroyed. That Churban is a Churban that we can never replace. We replaced it at five Talmidim. So there's a Simchat Sumu. The Torah was saved. We have five Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim that were G'day Le'ayel, that we have no Asog in their greatness. Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimba Yechai, we have no Asog in their greatness. Asimcha Tzuma, we have the Torah again. It's a Simcha Lagbaim, it's a Simcha Satoru. The Simcha is a Kiyim for Torah L'Dor. So why does the Avelu stay? Because imagine, look at our world today. Look at the nest. Rabbi Yaakov Emner talks about the nest, that there's Yidden in the world. It's a bigger nest than Kriyas Yamsu. It's Yidden in the world. And when Goyim think about it, they're in the spoil themselves. They tried getting rid of us. Halu Hashem kol Goyim. Why? Shakul kum ki gov aleinu chazi. Because the Eibishter has chesed to us, and they know it more than us. How much they've been here, Shomda, Lona Vaisainu. And yet, that's the biggest nest we hear. But maybe even a bigger nest. Not only we hear, but not only is it a bigger nest, that is the Siba of the first nest. Why are we here? How are we here? Because the Torah has survived. The Torah has survived, and the Torah is flourishing. In Tavshin Ayaches, almost 2,000 years since Churban Habayis, almost 2,000 years from the Darius Rabbi Kiva, and the Torah is flourishing. Tyson to Yidin, 10 look at Tyson, 100 to Tyson to Yidin, I'm sitting and learning Torah, Yayin of Malayla. Torah is flourishing. Eternity. We have a world, we have Schusim, we have Schusim, we live with Torah, and we're kind of Schusim, we expect Schusim. All that is from five Rebbeim. Now, if you would multiply that, by 4,800, by 4,800 times, because there was originally 24,000 Rebbeim. Can you imagine what the world would look like? Can you imagine a Torah of 24,000 Rebbeim instead of five? That's why it's an Avelos L'Doros, because the world was never going to be the same because of the opportunity that was lost. The Simchus of Simchat Tzumah, we saved the Torah, Torah is for eternity, and in the most wonderful way, we see a riot today. That we have Torah like this from five Rebbeim. But that is Simba, that Tzar is a Tzar. But we made the Simcha coincides with the Yom HaDilulah of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. It can't be a coincidence. How did that happen? How would Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is one of the Talmidim. Why Reb Shimon? How did the Simchas of the eternity of Torah that comes to Rabbi Kiva, and we see the Minig is still talking to sing Omer Rabbi Kiva, but how does that tie up Dafka? We chose Reb Shimon that came out Reb Shimon's yard site on that. What's the pshat? You want to pass that sitter? I find interesting Gemara about Reb Shimon. Gemara says that the Yald Omar Rava, the Yalda Ime, Yudzayin Obezamakis, that a lady has a child, Kirib Shimon Teled. Rashi says, Tavakash Rachm Yirotzin Sheik Rib Shimon, as thousands of women today did. Yirotzin, they should have a son like Rib Shimon. The Eloi, Loi Selet. If not, don't bother. What's the Pshan? Shimon. What? Dafka Rib Shimon. What's the Pshan? What's the Pshan? Dafka Rib Shimon. In the most famous piyut that we sing on Lag BaOmer, Shimon comes from Shimon Levi, a gadol in his own right, made about Shimon. We sing about Reb Shimon. Say a lashon, Bar Yochai. Tim Sfardim sing it every Friday night. Nimshach shemen mishchas kodesh nimshach to memidas hakodesh. Shemen mishchas kodesh. Shemen by Yochai after the Churban. What they have? We haven't had shemen a mishcha from middle of Bais Rishon. Yeshio is going as the shemen. Shemen mishchas kodesh. What are we talking about? Nosasa tzitz nezar kodesh. He's wearing the tzitz nezar kodesh. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Bar Yechoy b'kodesh hakadoshim. Kodesh kadoshim. What's the pshat in that? Yidu mefursim divrei HaRambam at the end of Shemitah v'Yovlin. The Rambam says the end of Shemitah v'Yovlin, he talks about that lady is the nachla of Hashem. We'll end with this. Be'ezer Hashem. The Lomeloi Zochel Levi Lenachlas Eretz Yisrael. Why wasn't Levi Zoich Tanachla? Ne Shehuvdu Labas Hashem. He has been separated to serve Hashem. L'shorsoi L'fi Huvdu Midarko. It has nothing to do with this world. He's Kulei Hashem. He's Kulei Kodesh. The Rambam finishes off Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. The Loi Shevet Leibovad. It's not only Shevet Levi. Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Bayoyim. Anybody Shenod V'Ruchoi Soi that he wants Lamel of Hashem L'shorsoi. And he goes on, Hareze niskadish kodesh kadoshim. V'yi Hashem chelkei v'nachlosi becomes kula, Hashem becomes kodesh kadoshim. He doesn't have to worry about anything. Abishai takes care of him. So Rambam says, not only Shevet Levi, anybody can become like a Shevet Levi to the point of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where did Rambam get this from? So the Goyin, the Rambam got from the Gemara, famous Gemara in Brochus, Morris in Brochus, the Achsach Lama Dalin, that Reb Shimon said, Teir Mateola, Reb Shmuel said, people have to work. Right? Asafta Ganecha, Siroi Shri Terech, Reb Shimon says, Teir Mateola, Abish will take care of you. You have to do Teir. What does the Gemara say? Har Basker Reb Shimon, Veloy Osbiyom. That's not the Psak Alocha. But a Yochid wants to do Reb Shimon. It says, Har Beyosu, the Goyin's Medayik. But a Yochid, he can work. A Yochid. The Rambam says, anybody who wants to, a Yochid can do it. What is Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon's up the Gemara and Shabbos, Yud Alev, Teirosai Umnosai. He's Teirosai Umnosai to the point he's putter from some of the mitzvahs. He doesn't have to daven. He doesn't have to daven. He doesn't have to daven. The Babli said he'd say Krishma, as Tysus points out. But he doesn't have to daven even. He's putter. Teirosai Umnosai. Teirosai Umnosai. Memela, Reb Shimon, he is the Neskadish Kodesh Kadoshim. He is the person personified. He was the Mechadish of the Shita. He personifies the Shita that he can become Shevet Levi. He is the one that Rambam says he can be Neskadish Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the Pizman. That's exactly what we say in the Piyat. He could become the highest. Reb Shimon was the highest. Terasim Nosei. So he's like a Shevet Levi. Who's the highest Shevet Levi? Kohen Gadol, Tzitz, Nezer, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kadoshim, Shemem, Mishchas, Kodesh, Reb Shimon. It's no coincidence. You look in the spheres of what the night of Lag BaOmer is. What is it? Hoid, Sheba Hoid. Who's Hoid, Sheba Hoid? Hoid is Aaron HaKohen, right? Because it's Chesed, is Avram Avinu, Gvur is Yitzchak, Tiferes is Yankov, Netzach is Moshe. Hoid, Aaron. Ahoid, Sheba Hoid, Kohen Reb Shimon BaYechai. Mishchas Kodesh, Tzitz, Kodesh Kadoshim, it's the Rambam. Memela, we all know the famous Gemara in the Dorim. Gemara says in the Dorim, Alma of the Haaretz. Why was there Churban? Saktimar and Shalai Bercha. Nobody knew. Saktimar, Aibishti was Megal Shalai Bercha, Betarat Chila. Didn't make Birkas Atar. What's the Pshat? Sakt the Klayokar in his Drosha Sefer. When somebody came to get a Bracha, to give him a Bracha. So Hoban Parnosa, so Zain Gesund, Shvi Matzliach. Then they added it. Shvigam Atamachach. Leberch Betarat Chila. The tchila has to be Torah. The tchila has to be Torah. If not, what's the purpose of the world? The world is garnished without Torah. Who represents Kulei Torah? Nothing is worth anything. Nor als Torah, Reb Shimon. That's the Gemara Makis. If you have a child, have Reb Shimon. If not, what's the point? Because hoy oilam shomeim, everything is for Torah. Have a child like Reb Shimon. Torosim nase Kulei Torah. That was the bracha. That's the Gemara Makis. And that's the Yisoid. Why, as we said, the whole Yom Tov Lag BaOmer is the eternity of Torah that was nitzel through the five Tamir Mikiva, but it comes out of Reb Shimon's Yartzik. Reb Shimon is Terosim Nosek. He is the epitome of Torah. When we talk about a dugma of Torah in the world, that we reject the world of Olam Hazeh, Kulei Torah in this world, Kodesh Kadoshim, Deram Zloshin. It's Reb Shimon by Yechai. The Mela, it's Reb Shimon. The Simcha has to come around Reb Shimon. What does that mean to us as we move away from Lag BaOmer? We get to the last part of Sfira, coming to Shavuos. What does that mean to us? We're not zeicha, all of us, to be kulei teir. Who could be zeicha to be terosim nosa in our times, to be kulei teir? Mamash yichide, yichide skula. But what about us? Excuse me for including everybody with myself, but us common folk. What is it? What can we do? What are we shayach to this? What's the message for us? Be mesayim, the message for us is at least to have a tshuka. There's an avoida that Reb Shimon was mechadish to have a tshuka, to have a desire, a will. But a tshuka is not just a stama desire. It's an overpowering gefil. And where do you see it? See the amur that can medrash with Messiah with this medrash. Medrash and shir shirim aleph lamed hey. Lamed aleph. The medrash tells a maisa like this. There was a man who married and he stayed with his wife for 10 years. V'lo yolda. And they had no children. It was a maisa in Tzidon, in the city of Tzidon. So they went to Reb Shimon Yechai, and they said, listen, 10 years marriage, no children, we want to get divorced. Reb Shimon Yechai said, okay, you want to get divorced, but you got together. How did you get married? With a meridik chasna. Michael ben Mishta was a meridik matzav. You know what? Now that you separate, you're getting divorced, you have to do it the same way, Michael Mishnah. What's the pshat in that? Before Shimon here on the Eitz Yosef says, because the chasen is a dvar mitzvah, typically a get is a terrible thing, but in this case, they were doing it also a dvar mitzvah, so it has to be the same dvar mitzvah. Let's make a Michael Mishnah. Okay, fine. Make a chasen. You hired a band, you get the picture, you get the flowers, photographers, you make a matziv, a chasen, the invitations go out. It's a veltz chasen, right? Except it's not the party of the chasen, it's the party of the get. Fine. Also, latzim yantiv. Also, sudik doyla. No, what do you do with the sudik doyla? Started to drink. The chosin drank. The chosin's about to be ex chosin drank. And he's in a good mood. He's high. Omeli says to his wife, Rikol chayfetz toiv shiyeshli bebayis. You know what? I'm keeping the house. But anything you want in this house, anything, one great thing, one thing that you want, your heart desires, Taliyah, I said, just take it and go back home with it. That's yours. You can take anything you want. Fine. She waited till he drank a little more. He fell asleep. Called in her avodim. Take my ex. Bring him over to my father's house. They took him in his bed. Brought him over. He wakes up in the middle of the night. He's already sobered up. Looks around. I don't want to say it's Mamash Azeva. Nightmares in Ishver's house. And he's in his shver, looks around. He's in his shver's house. What's going on here? And he looks, there's his wife. He says, what's going on over here? She says, what do you mean? You told me I could take anything I like from the house and take it home. The thing I wanted the most was you. So I took you home. Took you home. I said, Rabbi Zoi, let's go back to Rishon Meichai. They went back to Rishon Meichai. Went back to Rishon Meichai. I'm going to daven for you. He daven, and they had children. Can also do it. Now, if Reb Shimon had that kayach, the Medrash is saying, what did we have to go through this whole charade of a maisa, another chasana, a strange chasana, a chasana of a gittin, and she has a schlep, a maisa? Let Reb Shimon be poil Yeshua's right away. Reb Shimon was able to do it, let him be poil Yeshua's. The Medrash says that tzaddikim can do it. Now you have to go weiter in the Medrash to answer that question. Harei dvorim kal v'chayr, ma'am boser v'dom. Al sh'om ala boser dom shikamayse. One human being said to another, Ein li chayfetz v'oylem toiv mimcha. I have nothing more that I want than you. For that nifkidu they had a Yeshua. Yisrael ha-mechakim l'Yeshua z'akadosh Baruch Hu, waiting for the Rabbinus from Yeshua b'chol yoyim. V'ayim, if we would only say t'akadosh Baruch Hu, Ein lonu chevetz toiv ba'olam el'ato, we want nothing better than you, Rabbinus shalaylam. Al-achas kama v'kama, wouldn't we have that? Nagil of v'nisvavach, that's what Shira Shira means when it says Nagil v'nisvavach. Reb Shimon couldn't give them the Yeshua right away. Because if they don't have the tshuka, it can't begin. The moment there's tshuka, that strong, overpowering desire, there's nothing else in the world. It's not some tshuka I want. I want. I want. You want. Okay, you want a lot of things. But the moment it's overpowering, this is all I want. There's nothing else that interests me but this. That's a real tshuka. That's the moment they became people that were had the potential to make Reb Shimon, give Reb Shimon the tools to be Poel Yeshua. That's the Yisayda Dover. As we take Reb Shimon Be'yachai's Maisa of Poel Yeshua's, what we can take out of Lag Ba'omer, as Likras Tehele Geshvus of Matan Torah, is if we're not Reb Shimon, and we're not Terosayim Nosay, and we're not Kodesh HaKadoshim, but we can have a Tshuka, we have a strong desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Oyla B'nei Aliyah, to be B'nei Torah, to be Mekable Omar Shamayim, as we said. That alone is a godless, that we can be Poel all kinds of wonderful things, the Ebershalom's health, and Kovid Lag Ba'imer, Likra Shavuos, we should have a Meir Dikachukah to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the, be Mekable HaTorah, to grow, be B'nei Aliyah, be Ezer Shemul, be Mekayim, Nagilov, and Nismach Abach, the ultimate Simcha B'nei Aliyah, Amen.